Do you want me to share the screen? Okay, yeah, if you can email, that's going to be better. So this is the plan we have to submit to the state for early learning. Generally, that's K-3, for reading and for math. And so it's just a detailed plan of basically what we're going to do. So for reading, we're going to teach Wonders with Fidelity. We're going to have reading interventions with the University of Utah program. We're going to have Tier 3 interventions. The same with math. We're going to teach Envision Math. We're going to have interventions set up. We have to have board approval by September 1st, so thank you for coming to the meeting tonight. And and I had sent that out a few days ago, so hopefully you had a chance to review that. Okay, well, because we have different pots of money to use towards staffing, Roberta has generously allowed us to hire more staff. So one of the reasons why is to have smaller class sizes to help mitigate with COVID. And so we have hired Bethany Stallings in kindergarten and Sarah Garvin in second grade. Melissa Buchanan, who's been an aide with us for years, is teaching third grade. Kaylee Pendergrass is teaching fourth grade, and Natalie Norton, who's soon to be married, is teaching fifth grade. And so we actually have 11 classrooms, and we're very excited. I think we've got a great team. A lot of our teachers are young again, but we're hoping that we can continue to train and mentor them and have them be a strong addition to our team. Like I mentioned, we have a great staff. We've also hired a lot of new aides, so we're really looking forward to a great school year. We've done some great improvements in the elementary. We've gotten our bathrooms redone. Our first test of the roof is tomorrow with the rainstorm coming in, so we're hoping that the new roof is going to hold. And so things are really looking up. We're excited for another school year amidst the challenges that we still face with COVID. So.
He said, well, yeah, if you can afford to keep them home, which we can, he said, if you can afford to let them stay home, let them stay home. So we revised that. We had some people, you know, we have quite a few people that have their spouses working here. So both spouses work here. So some of the spouses came for the day and some of them stayed home. And anybody that had, you know, was kind of a single parent or their spouse couldn't help out, stayed home also. So in total, we had probably 22 adults stay home today. So that puts quite a damper on our ability to do our jobs and to do them well. But you know, at the time I thought I was gonna have to go home too because I babysit my grandkids who were in there, but because I'm vaccinated, I didn't have to go home. So we did, I called Brady and I asked him for a mask mandate because I felt like it was running rampant through our school. Plus, Melissa's had, I don't know how many kids up in elementary with their parents that have come and taken their kids home. We've had at least 4 parents down here that have come. I mean, it's just been crazy. So I wanted a mask mandate. So I asked Brady, he said, and I quote, "We have to go to the county commission to get it," which I didn't know that this was politics, but apparently that's what our legislature did. So he went to the county commission. Today I get a message back from Brady that says, "County commission has decided that because you have such wonderful vaccination rates, that they're gonna wait a week to 10 days to see how things go." Well, I've already done the mask mandate, so I'm just waiting for the governor or someone else to come and arrest me, and I'm fine with that. I don't understand why we would wait if it's an outbreak right now. It doesn't make any sense. So we just sent school reaches home to everybody. Kids showed up with masks on. They wore them all day. We haven't had one issue. I have not had one parent, neither has Melissa, call and complain because our parents get it. We asked for them to wear them all the way through to the end of the week. We had on my side at least 6 kids that their parents kept them home because they have somebody in their family that would kill them if they got COVID and they are not vaccinated or have some other health issue. So I don't know. Like I told Brady, I wrote him back and I said, well, you know, I'm looking forward to the jail cell. I'm just fine with it. So I did that without your approval. So I feel no need for you to back me up. I'm absolutely fine if I go to jail by myself. I just don't understand the stupidity of where we are right now. So yeah, I did it without any approval. So I just wanted you to know that we did it and you can come and beat me up, Mary, I'm fine with that. And again, if we get in trouble, we get in trouble. And if kids don't wear their masks, we're not yelling at them. We don't send them home. We don't get mad. I mean, we just say, please put your mask on. The other thing on our side, well, and Melissa's. So on our side, we have 4 places that students have to wear a mask because of vulnerable adult teachers in those rooms. So we don't want them to have to go home again and teach from their house. So we've asked all the kids, we leave masks outside the room. Not one kid has had a problem doing it. They love their teachers, they want to keep them safe. Up in the elementary, because they had at least 2 classes that already got exposed the first day of school, they already asked those kids and their parents to wear masks just to protect each other since it all already been exposed. So I don't know. I think we're just gonna follow the CDC guideline unless you guys tell me I can't do it. But in all honesty, this doesn't make any sense why we're waiting. And you all probably saw the governor's his little thing today. I have lots of thoughts and prayers there. I'm happy that we get them, but that's really not gonna solve this problem. And like I said to Brady, we had a 0 transmission rate last year with no vaccination. Clear until what, February before we could get them, and we were fine. So, and I say if our parents get mad, then our parents get mad, but not one of them called. Like literally, it was like, okay. And I'm out giving out masks at the front door this morning, and we've been giving out masks to every kid every day because we got masks everywhere that you can, we could pay for all the way to the moon with the masks we have. So we've just been giving them out every day. And this morning after the school reach, I only had to give out about, I don't know, less than 100, probably 60 of them. And every other day we've given out one every day to every kid. So I don't know, our parents and our kids are pretty savvy at this point. So anyway, I did that without your approval. So I'm asking for forgiveness, not permission. And I'm letting you know that I fully am ready for the consequences, whatever they might be.
I honestly, if I could say something, I think it's super smart watching the governor's meeting today. Just Primary Children's Hospital has had a huge uproar in COVID. It is attacking children. and mostly the young children that can't get vaccinated. And so I think it's just smart. You're protecting the kids. I have no problem with it, and I would like to have words with anybody that does have problems with it. So hopefully no one else on the board has problems with it. Love you guys.
Well, it's too late if you do.
Yeah. it's done. Thank you.
Well, I just want to explain, too. You know, I kind of have that inside track because of who I live with. Our hospital's full. I can just tell you from my husband's workload. So normally, you know, he covers 3 hospitals. Normally, he gets 20 to 30 surgicals a day. For 3 days last week, he had 0 surgicals. So what does that mean? That means that people aren't going and getting their regular health care. They're not going in and getting biopsies done. They're not taking care of their health because you can't get an appointment to get in anywhere. So I don't know. I feel like we're kind of at a scary place, much more scarier than when we were last year. If we could wear masks all the time, I wouldn't be nervous at all, because I know masks work, but we'll see how long we can push that down below. I don't know. I mean, you heard the governor, he's gonna ask. He didn't give us a lot of hope that the legislature's gonna say yes, but anyway. Anyone else wanna yell? Yeah, I'm fully ready for you to yell at me, so.
No, I think it's definitely a scary time. I know when my lung collapsed, you know, they were trying to find me an ICU bed. There was no ICU bed, so they had to put me somewhere else. Which I was actually thankful, because I was like, please do not put me with all the COVID people. I have lung cancer. I'd appreciate not to be down that hallway. So, but it's so scary because, you know, I'm vaccinated and I was upset that I deserve an ICU bed. Yeah. But, you know, it's fine. Whatever.
Well, that's where we are. COVID is running rampant. I mean, Melissa had a mom call this morning. Her 3-year-old has it. They have a immunocompromised family member who's in cancer treatment. I mean, I don't know. I think it's pretty scary. I'll just say that.
It is.
Luckily, all of our staff is vaccinated. I think we have 2 that are on exemptions, medical exemptions, and I don't know how smart that was, because they're both had to go home already. But everyone else is vaccinated. So anyway.
Before we close, Mary, yes. My voice recorder cut out, so we need to go back and just do the approvals so I have it on voice recorder. I apologize. I thought it was.
Which ones you need approved?
Well, we probably need to make sure we have trust lands and the early learning plan. Well, probably everything. I think it started working when I was doing the new hires. So if we could do the approval of minutes, financials, early learning plan, and trust lands change.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. We'll just try and go through it real quick. So let's just, I do want to approve the last minute. So I just need someone to.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval minutes have been approved. Okay, so financial report, we just need to approve the financial report.
I'll make a motion to approve the financials.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, it's approved. Perfect. We need to approve the early learning plan.
I'll make a motion to approve the early learning plan.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is approved. And then we just need a motion to change the trust lands.
I'll make a motion to change the trust lands.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it is approved.
Thank you so much.
So before we... You're welcome, Melissa. So before we move on, did we have any names for the board members? I know Roberta.
We have 2 people. They're going to get back to me. They're thinking about them.
Okay, perfect.
I thought they'd say yes already, but with everything going on, people are kind of not getting back on stuff they don't think is that big of a priority at this point.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so next meeting, We'll do in another 3 months. Let me just pull up my calendar. Let's see. If I can just get, there we go. Okay. So August, September. So let's do it before the Thanksgiving break. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
So maybe November 17th.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we could do it the 16th or the 17th. Or let's just keep it on the 16th because we always do it Tuesday and it's just easier to remember.
Okay.
Well, and by then we will have gone through the audit for special ed.
Okay.
Because on the 2nd, so we should be able to kind of tell you guys everything that's happened there.
So,
perfect. And I should know when my surgery is, so.
Okay, so Tuesday, November 16th, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that in the notes.
Okay, does anybody else have anything else? Worries, concerns?
I just have a question. If anybody would like to come and talk to me and tell me, I mean, let me know if you're not happy I did that, because I certainly don't, I don't really care what the state says. I'm just going to be up front about it. I'm not really worried about the legislature, but I don't want to do stuff that's going to put you guys at risk. This is solely my decision, and I would say that to anyone that asks. So, but if anyone has a concern, I'd like you to tell me.
Well, for me, I'm fine with it. I have not gotten vaccinated, and neither has Jackson. And so he was one that stayed home today because I didn't know what the outbreak was.
Yeah.
But I totally agree with it. I mean, wear a mask. If I'm around, I will wear a mask out of respect to other people. I totally agree with it.
Okay.
So had it been this time last year, we would have had to quarantine and all of that. So yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Last year we would have been in a mess, so.
Yeah, so I agree.
Okay.
And I know there's been a little bit of grumbling from some of the kids saying we have to wear a mask in certain classes. And I said, well, you need to understand that maybe the teacher is not well, and you need to do that out of respect for your teacher.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And they're like, oh, okay.
And I appreciate knowing that they, you know, because I know some kids have said stuff, but, you know, I don't want to lose those teachers. It's like, it's just.
Oh, no. It's like I told Jackson, some of them were his friends that were saying it. And I said, you should tell them, what if they got sick and died from it? Honestly, is that what you'd want? So.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate knowing that. Anybody else? Ethan, aren't you guys, I saw you guys just required vaccinations by, is it winter? What do you guys call that, winter semester?
Yeah, spring semester, but keep this in mind. They require it, however, you can opt out for any reason.
Yeah.
But it's not mandatory, even though they're saying it's required. It's required, but you can opt out for literally any reason. And the word personal reason is in that language.
Well, I'm not telling my students that, just so you know, and I have three of them getting vaccinated. I'm just acting like you're making them do it, so.
Yeah, no, and I would encourage anyone, you know, to go down that path, especially if they're nervous, you know, and I mean, have an outbreak like that, I'd much rather see you say, hey, look, we're going to wear masks, like you kind of said, through the end of the week. We're just going to curb this one, and then we're likely going to be done. That's much better than having to do it the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And the reality of it is no matter how hard you push for vaccinations, at best, you might get 70% of the population. You're never going to get 100%. 20% will always be totally against it, and you always have about 20% that we're not really sure what to believe. And so you know, right now the state of Utah, I think I saw I was pushing close to 50% in vaccinations, which is really good actually. And I think if you know they encourage people to move down that road, then you know they might hit about, you know, 60-70%. But it, unfortunately, whether we like it or not, COVID's not going away.
No, it's not.
It's like the flu. It's never going to go away. It's going to kind of be here. So, you know, it's just, I don't want to say it's a new norm, but it is definitely a different thing we're going to have to look at for a while. And, you know, we don't think much about the flu anymore. And in 10 years, I doubt we'll think much about COVID anymore.
Well, I hope so. I hope you're right.
But for now, it's better to be smarter and to and respectful than to, you know, get caught up in the politics of it.
Well, I'm going to say that when I go to jail. So just so you know, that's going to be my mantra. I was doing the science.
My own husband will certainly come and visit you. So no, you'll have someone there.
My own husband said to me this morning, well, it's been nice knowing you. I hope you enjoyed Big Birthday. And I go, well, and he goes, you're the bravest person I know. And I go, I am not going to get people sick. So, you know, we'll see. But anyway, I appreciate all of you. I hope you have a nice evening, and we'll carry on over here doing what we do.
Thank you, guys. Okay, so it is, I almost forgot to do this, it's 5:58. We're going to close the board meeting for today. Okay, so thanks, everybody. Stay safe.